Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem. This is the end of our preparation for the journey. Wednesday, we embark on this most holy trip. 40 days of traveling throughout Lent, headed towards the most holy season of the year, culminating with the sacred Triduum, the Church's most cherished service, the 3 days of Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, that brings to its apex the Church year with the most holy feast of the year, the Easter Vigil. When Lent breaks into Easter right before your eyes, that's where we're headed. And the journey is long. Most people spend the hours, the minutes before a journey, frantically packing last-minute items, stressing over what details they might be forgetting, but not the Church. Quinquagesima, the 50th day before Easter, exists to remind you that for this trip, you have everything you need. Grace alone, the Word alone, now faith in Christ alone, everything you need. So Jesus says, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man in the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. After flogging him, they will kill him. And on the third day, he will rise." Jesus predicted his passion, his crucifixion at the hands of the Gentiles, and his resurrection. But the disciples understood none of these things. The saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said, but blind Bartimaeus saw. The blind man could see what the disciples did not. Lord, have mercy. To the one headed to Jerusalem, to be shamefully treated, spit upon, flogged, and killed, Bartimaeus prayed, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." In Jesus, in the promised Son of David, the Messiah on his way to be crucified, the Lamb who goes uncomplaining forth to bear the sins of the world, Bartimaeus has everything that he needs, mercy. And so he asks. Even before Jesus restored his sight, blind Bartimaeus saw by faith what the disciples could not. In Jesus, he has everything that he needs. And the blind man sees what the disciples soon will. Lord, have mercy. Lent is not a sad time. It is a somber time, yes, but not sad. It is quiet, but not hopeless. Lent is a time of purposeful, penitential self-denial, precisely because in Jesus you have everything that you need. We are headed to Jerusalem and to the cross, Jesus declared. Not, "I am headed to the cross," though that's what you expect him to say, but rather, "We are headed to the cross." The cross is not a tragedy. It is a triumph. Jesus did not shy away from the cross, but for the joy that was set before him, willingly endured the cross. So we will sing in Lent, "A Lamb goes uncomplaining forth, the guilt of sinners bearing, and laden with the sins of earth, none else the burden sharing, goes patient on, grows weak and faint, to slaughter led without complaint, that spotless life to offer. He bears the stripes, the wounds, the lies, the mockery, and yet replies, "All this I gladly suffer." Christ goes willingly to the cross, uncomplaining, gladly, to bear the sins of the world, and uncomplaining, willing, gladly to die for them. The blind man sees what the disciples witnessed. Lord, have mercy. You need not fear the cross nor shy away from it. With faith in Jesus, the crucified and the risen Savior, you have everything you need. We are headed to the cross. Lent is a journey, and we are at the precipice, the point of embarkation. We are here, confidently, gladly, willingly, uncomplainingly, knowing that the cross and the resurrection await us, with confident faith that the Lamb of God has taken away the world's sin, that we are those who in baptism have been joined into His death and resurrection. We are free to endure whatever crosses and trials await us in this Christian life. Free from having to answer for our own sins. Free from having to earn God's favor. We are free to take up our own crosses. To endure suffering. To deny ourselves. The Christian life is what Lent is. Self-denial. The blind man saw. Eventually the disciples saw. And so now we too see by faith. Jesus is all we need. Everything else is rubbish by comparison. Lord, have mercy. The point of Lent is not for you to feel sorry for Jesus. Not for you to feel sorry for yourself. The point of Lent is to grow in love. Love for your Lord and love for your neighbor. And to receive God's gifts of repentance and forgiveness in order to remove whatever hindrances there may be to this growth in love. You are free in Lent to deny yourself because in Jesus you have everything you need. You are free to fast, free to endure hunger in order to realize that Jesus, in Jesus, your most pressing hunger is met. You're free to spend more time in prayer at the expense of whatever else wants to commandeer your schedule and own your to-do list because you know that in Jesus, you have everything you need. You are free to give alms, to give extra in Lent, to increase your Christian acts of mercy and almsgiving because you don't need it. You have everything you need in Jesus. And you are free to use the earthly treasures that He has given to help your neighbor, to live in love towards those you encounter every day. Lent is a journey of freedom that we embark on uncomplainingly, gladly, willingly. You are free to join in following healed, seeing Bartimaeus, in following Jesus and giving praise to God because you have been freed from the spiritual blindness of unbelief. You are free to join with the disciples in heading to Jerusalem, to the cross, because by the cross, Jesus has completely paid for your sins, completely redeemed you from the devil, the world, and your sinful flesh. You are free to join with the whole church throughout time and space to receive the body and blood of Him who was crucified and who lives, knowing that in Jesus you have everything you need. Every need is met. Nothing is lacking. Eat and drink freely. Nothing is required of you. Enjoy the journey. Lord, have mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.